B'tochen for life, Shir 1146, Erev Shabbos Kadesh, Parshas Mishpatim. We are explaining the higher levels of B'tochen, which begins with Mishan, that when a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ezra Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come through. The more the reliance, like we'll explain, the more guarantee that the Rabbeinu Shlalom will fulfill your needs, your wants, whatever you are relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do, that's what he will fulfill. And some of our listeners reached out regarding where tefillah fits into this concept. Why is a person davening if he's guaranteed that the Rabbeinu Shlalom will bring him the Yeshua? He doesn't need tefillah. And it's a very valid question. We discussed it in previous shirim. We're not going to be ma'arich on it right now. But the simple answer is that tefillah is a form of hishtadlus. And as long as a person is doing whatever hishtadlus he is usually doing, like we explained, a person has to do hishtadlus. As a person advances in his betachin, he has to do less and less hishtadlus. But generally speaking, most people are required to do proper hishtadlus. So tefillah is one of the most powerful forms of hishtadlus. And just like you do physical actions to attain the Yeshua, even when you're having bitachon, tefillah goes into the same category. You do spiritual actions. You use the power of tefillah. Tefillah is the most powerful form of hishtadlus. So the short answer is, tefillah fits in like hishtadlus fits in. Just like a person does hishtadlus, so too a person is required to daven that the Rabbeinu Shlom should send them the Yeshua. So practically speaking, the way you would do it is, a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please send him the Yeshua, whatever the Yeshua he needs is. Let's say he needs a refuah, Rachman al-Litzlan. He davens that the Rabbeinu Shlom should send him the refuah. And that's his hishtadlus. And after he does his hishtadlus, you do it, let's say, 3 times a day, whenever a person davens. After a person does his hishtadlus, then he relies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him the Yeshua. Whatever reliance he's having, whether it's Mishan or it's a higher level, like we'll explain, but hishtadlus is still required. And therefore, you do both. You do hishtadlus, which is tefillah and other forms of hishtadlus, and you have Mishan, you rely, you lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ezra Hashem send you the Yeshua. And we will explain Be'ezra Hashem as we advance in the levels that the more bitachon you have, the less hishtadlus you have to do, the more you feel secure that the Rabbeinu Shlom will send you the Yeshua. You don't have to do as much hishtadlus, but at least in the levels that we are discussing now, the level of Mishan, and even levels that are a little bit higher than that, hishtadlus is still required, and that's where tefillah fits in. Tefillah is hishtadlus, and then you have Mishan, you have bitachin that Be'ezra Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom, will bring you the Yeshua. As we advance in higher levels of bitachin, it will become more clear how a person can rely and feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. But this is the general rule. Tefillah, hishtadlus, and then you have bitachin that the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring the Yeshua.